Welcome to Cheese and Coffee, episode 3 for May 11th, 2008. Hello, Ross.
Hey, Charles.
So I want to wish you a happy Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day here in the United States.
It is Mother's Day. What is it? It's May 11th. Did you talk to your mother? Did you say happy Mother's Day to your mother?
Yes, I did. I actually went home this weekend and got to visit her. Did you?
That is lovely. Well, the thing is, if I would have went home, I would have had to travel like a large, what is it, like 20, I think it's 2,300 miles.
Yeah, I don't want to do that because your mother's not worth it.
Right. I could have, well, no, my mom is worth it.
Oh, she is? Tell us something about your mom.
I love my mom. She makes the most amazing Spanish rice in the world. Have you ever had Spanish rice?
Being half Mexican, yeah, I have.
Are you half Mexican?
Well,
I thought you were full Chinese.
Only on the inside am I Mexican.
That's an interesting little tidbit about yourself that I want to delve into a little bit later. But her Spanish rice really is phenomenal. I think I'm going to talk to her and ask her to make a batch and send it out to me. She has, like, you know, obviously rice, but tomatoes and bacon and onions and green peppers and just all sorts of stuff in there. It's really good. I look forward to it. She makes it almost every time when I come home.
Where is your mom now?
She's in West Virginia.
Did you tell us earlier? Oh, West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Is there a large Mexican or, politically correct, Hispanic population there? Is that why she makes the Spanish rice?
No. I don't recall the, how long was I there? The 20-some-odd years that I was there, maybe seeing, I think I saw a few Mexicans.
Really? And she makes a great Spanish rice. That's interesting, because what you told me about the Spanish rice a little earlier, right then, it doesn't sound like Spanish rice. I've seen Spanish rice, and being part Mexican again, I know what Spanish rice is.
Part that Mexican is internally.
Spanish. That is not Spanish rice.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry, but maybe she's going by like a Betty Crocker cookbook or
maybe
something.
Maybe we should put the Spanish in quotes.
Okay.
I'm not even sure that's rice right now. We might have to put rice in quotes also.
Do you guys, okay, to the audience, we are now quoting Spanish rice. Karen Smith's, that's my mom's name, Spanish rice. So Charles, tell me, what is the proper Spanish rice?
Well, the proper Spanish rice is made with rice and sauteed a little. And the secret is to put the, they're like these bouillon cubes, except they're tomato flavored bouillon cubes. We put a couple cubes of the tomato bouillon cubes in there, and then you just cook the rice with some butter.
So, Charles, tell me about this amazing Spanish rice recipe that you know all about.
I think I just told you.
No.
Would you just like to rewind a little bit and play it back?
Okay, wait, hang on one second. I think my mom, you see, I don't know what my mom uses. I just know what I taste. And I think that she probably uses bouillon cubes. I'll email her and call her and see.
It's okay. I don't think there's bell peppers in it, though, for sure. I'm pretty sure there is no bell peppers. I don't know. Is your mom one of those who calls Taco Bell authentic Mexican cuisine?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll ask her, but I don't think so.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, Taco Bell's still delicious, but not quite authentic.
Right, but how did we get on Taco Bell?
You're talking about your mom's famous Spanish rice.
Right, we're talking about the Spanish rice, but you just all of a sudden talked about Taco Bell, and I don't know.
Well, Taco Bell is a Mexican restaurant. They do serve Spanish rice there.
Oh, do they? I didn't.
Yes. Have you never been to Test Taco Bell?
No, I have been to Taco Bell, but I've never had
that. It's a fabulous, authentic Mexican cuisine dining establishment.
Just fabulous. I can't think of another restaurant that I'd rather, or a Mexican restaurant that I'd rather go to for.
Maybe Del Taco.
You know what?
Fine dining Mexican cuisine.
I do like Del Taco's, the shell. You know those soft shells? I think they're better than Taco Bell, actually. But that's my opinion.
Soft shell? You mean tortilla?
Mm-mm. It's not a tortilla. It's that, I think it's on a gordita or something like that. It's that.
Oh, it's like the flatbread kind of stuff.
Yeah, something like that. I like that. It's good.
Well, I know what to do for your birthday, then.
You're going to go to Del Taco and say, can I please have some...
gordita shells, please.
5 gordita shells. How much will that be?
I don't think they sell gorditas, but...
99 cents.
They will now.
They will now because you're going to ask them, and they're going to give it to you. So, Charles, tell me what you and your family did for Mother's Day.
Mother's Day today, we... I don't think we did anything today.
No?
No. We didn't do anything today.
I wish I was with my mom. I kind of miss her. You know?
Aw.
I mean, I called her and everything, and I just...
I wish I was with your mom, too. I miss her, too.
You've never met her.
Well...
You don't know who she
is. Yeah, that's right. I never met her.
She,
When you edit this out.
She's a lovely woman.
Is she?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
She is a lovely woman. I miss her terribly. Maybe I'll go home
soon. Did you send her something?
No. I'll probably send her a letter relatively soon. But
that's good.
I sent her an e-card.
Like a post. Oh, nothing says Happy Mother's Day like an e-card.
Like an e-card.
That's right. Actually, my brother and I were thinking about buying her a washer and dryer this Mother's Day.
That's pretty expensive there.
I could probably tell the story now since it's after Mother's Day.
Okay.
She noticed she did not get the washer and dryer.
I'm ready.
Yeah. So we went to Price Club, or Costco now, I guess what it's called, for a washer and dryer. But they're one of those new fancy front-loading kinds, but they're quite expensive.
How much?
I think it was about... $650 for the washer and $700 for the dryer.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and then I think you have to pay an extra $150 for this little...
Deliver?
No, this little pedestal that it sits on.
Oh my gosh. Does the pedestal, like, does it have rollers? Oh.
Not really. I don't know. Who needs to roll their washer and dryer?
No, I understand. But why does it need pedestals? I don't understand.
It has a little storage drawer in it. It just makes the dryer a little higher. So I guess it's easier to load since you have to bend down so much.
Interesting. How tall is your mom?
A little shorter than I am. So probably 5'5", maybe. 5'6".
Pretty tall for a woman. I mean, it's not tall, but, you know, I mean, my mom's 5'4". I consider her short, but I feel like getting into the 5'5", 5'6" range is, you know, getting up there for a woman.
I'll be sure to tell her that then.
Okay. You let her know.
Yeah. So we went to Costco for the washer and dryer, but it was just way too expensive. I don't think we could afford that right now. So I bought a cookbook instead.
Oh, that's quite the price difference, you know? It's
Well... I don't think it's all should be about price, Mr. I sent my mom an e-card.
I'm going to send her something else. It's all about the love. It's about love, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Send it 2 weeks late, a letter 2 weeks late, and an e-card. I think I'll make her feel special.
You know what, Charles?
It makes her heart warm.
Charles?
It touches the cockles of her heart.
Charles, the cockles of her heart don't need to be touched. One. Two, we are not... Our family isn't about the... It's not about that, all right? And I know that. And I'm actually somewhat... I'm not against these holidays, these Mother's Days and Father's Days and Memorial Days and blah, blah, blah. I think it's fine. I think we should celebrate it, that there's a day in the year. But when it comes to... When it gets to the point of people getting on each other's backs and saying, oh, you didn't do this and you should have done that and blah, blah, blah. I think we're missing the point, and I think that we should be able to do it all year round and celebrate, you know, and anytime. You know, I just don't like the pressure. I don't like pressure in general, actually. I want to do it when I feel it, you know. I want to feel it. I want to be genuine.
You forgot it was Mother's Day today, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I called her.
Hence the e-card and the posthumous gift.
Do you want to see the e-card? There was a lot of love and words in... Good, solid words in the e-card. You know? Like,
words.
From my heart. I love
Deep
my mom.
The cockles of your heart?
The cockles of my heart went to the cockles of her heart. And she loved it. I think she loved it, hopefully. I don't know if she opened it. I think she did, maybe. I don't know. Charles, what kind of cookbook was it? Was it a Chinese cookbook?
It was Everyday Foods. I think Martha Stewart has something to do with it.
Oh.
My mom really likes cooking, but she doesn't really follow recipes at all. But she likes reading cookbooks for the pictures.
Okay.
Because she can't really understand the words.
Right. So this was a good picture cookbook.
It was, as every recipe had a picture. You ever see Martha Stewart stuff, the pictures are always gorgeous, you know, perfectly set and everything. And so I think she would really enjoy this book.
I'm glad you got it. So was she excited when you gave it to her?
She was very excited.
Did you and your brother split? Not that we're talking about money, but did you guys go into it together or with it together?
Since we are talking about money now, I guess. Yeah, we did.
I like to be. I'm pretty general, aren't I? I like to sort of dodge the main point. I don't mean to do it, but in a way, I do. I don't know. Is that bad?
Oh, no, not at all.
Charles, so where did you... we'll end this... What? Okay. So today was the day where I missed my mother. I felt bad because she went to church, and she went to church with my stepdad, Dean, and then Dean ended up, I guess they drove separately because he had to go to Morgantown, West Virginia, to see his son to help him do something, my stepbrother. And then because my mom went home after that, and then she was just by herself all day. I don't know if my, and I felt kind of bad because, like, no one's with her, you know? I mean, on Mother's Day. And I don't know if my sister's lives relatively close to her right now, and I don't know if she went to see her or not. I'm sure she probably talked to her on the phone. Hopefully my brother called her too. But I don't know. I just I felt bad because, although I felt bad, but I also know that my mom's okay. Like, she wasn't like crying or anything, you know. But, you know, I mean, it's my mom though, and it's Mother's Day, and I'm sure she probably, I don't know. I don't know what she did today.
Did you call her today?
I did.
Hey, you want to call her right now and have her be on the show?
No, one, because...
it's way too late.
Right.
I understand.
It'd be 1 o'clock. That would be, it is.
It wouldn't be Mother's Day anymore.
Right, so it'd be just pointless. Although, maybe someday we'll have her on the show. She'll be like, hi, I'm Karen Smith. Charles, what are you eating over there?
I'm not eating anything.
Oh.
Okay. Does it sound like I'm eating or something? I'm sorry.
No. What were you eating over there?
Oh, nothing.
Okay. You're just playing with your iPhone then.
No.
So, Charles, I'm having kind of a dilemma right now in my life. And I don't know. I'm looking for not only some other flexible part-time job, but we don't need to talk about that right now. I'm looking for a place to stay, and I have, like... Well, I told my management company I'm moving out June 1st, but they haven't called me back to tell me details or anything, so I don't even know if I am, but I need to. And because they raised my rent again, and this has just caused even more of an incentive for me to move out, and I need to move out. So I'm looking for places, but it's really hard because I have a dog. I don't know what to do.
Well, it looks like someone's going to be living in their car pretty soon.
And that'll be fun. Me, Talia... And a bunch of laundry.
And a Honda Civic.
2003 Honda Civic that's going to need an oil change really soon. Hey, but you know what? I could, like, go to, like, what, like, Disneyland and, like, take a shower there, right?
I don't think so.
Or just go to... Wait, can't you, like... Wouldn't it be cool though? Like, I've thought about that before. Like, I could live in my car... I could get, like, a season pass somewhere and just, like, SeaWorld or something, jump in the pool or go on the water rides, and it's pretty much, you know, you're staying clean and sleeping and, you know, it's all good.
Wow, you must have been pretty desperate to have to think about that.
I'm not desperate. I'm just, you know...
Frugal to have to think about that.
Sometimes, you know, your mind thinks that way.
Realistic to have to think about that.
You know, when I... came out here 4 years ago, almost to the date, actually. I moved out in mid-May of 2004. And when I came out, when I drove out from West Virginia, I drove out in my car, obviously. And I stayed, like, I stopped at a rest stop, like, the first night, and I just slept in the rest stop. Is that dangerous? Would you consider that dangerous?
I don't know. When you drove out from West Virginia, you stopped in the middle somewhere?
Yeah, like, in the middle, like, the first night, and I just, like, slept in the rest stop, at the rest stop for, like, 5 hours,
Where
six
at?
Hours. I don't remember. Oklahoma, maybe?
Wow. That sounds like kind of fun.
Yeah, it was adventurous. The second night, I stayed in a hotel because I really wanted a good sleep, and I was tired, and...
I probably would have stayed at the hotel, but I'm kind of not the type of person that will sleep at a rest stop.
So right.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't sleep at a rest stop.
I like, I don't know, like, the first night I did some jump rope, you know, keep active a little bit, and then I went to bed and got up, had some Red Bull, started driving again. Pretty crazy.
You're pretty excited about coming out here to the West.
I was. I was on a mission. I was on a mission, man. Some people call it crazy, but I don't know. I didn't really think of it as crazy. I just thought of it as that's what I was doing, you know?
A lot of people didn't do that, I think.
Yeah. Brian did that, your roommate.
I don't think he slept at a rest station, no.
No, but I think he drove out here.
He did, but he drove with a friend also.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes it helpful.
Yeah.
I wanna go on a road trip soon.
We should.
We need to go on a road trip.
Yeah, we are in 2 weeks.
Where?
We are. I am.
Oh, San Luis Obispo?
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Are you really?
Yeah.
For the whole the 3 days?
I think so.
Wow, that's amazing. Did you get the time off already?
I need to do it. Wait, is that the holiday weekend? Is that what that is?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's, she meaning my boss, Angie, I don't think she's going to be open. And yeah, I think I'm going to go.
That's great. Yeah. You better get moving then because it's the end of May and you need to move by then.
Right. Well, I've been pretty active on looking for a place. I'm just keep going. I have like five
or
six.
Find a place that'll take animals too?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, I have like five or six leads and I keep responding to Craigslist and things like that, and I'm just trying to get out there as much as possible, and I think it'll happen. It's just a lot on the mind, you know?
Not really, but way to go. Just keep going.
How did you find a place when you first moved out here? Like, where did you look?
I looked on Craigslist and then found five or six of them and then just scheduled to look at them all on a Sunday afternoon. Then me and my roommate, I think, and a friend came along with us, and we just hit five or six places one after another. And luckily, we found about two or three that we liked, and then we chose the one we really liked and applied, and then got it. But we didn't have to. That was like early December maybe, and my work didn't start till January, so we had like a month or about 2 weeks that we had the apartment, but I didn't have to move in yet. And he let us move in early, actually. He let us move in mid-December but didn't charge us for it, so that's kind of nice.
He didn't charge you for
December rent.
For December at all.
Right.
That was lucky.
That was kind of, yeah, it's kind of nice.
Where did you move first?
I'm sorry?
Where did you move first when you first moved out here? You're in Pasadena now, but where did you move first?
No, I just moved in Pasadena, that's it.
Oh, okay. So you've been in the same place?
Yes.
Wow. Cool. And you've had one or two different roommates or?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. And they've all relatively worked out okay, the roommate situations?
Yes.
All right. What I hear is, like I guess there's horror stories about roommates and stuff and situations like that. I haven't so much experienced that. I guess it's out there, but from what I hear...
You never had roommates before?
No, I've had roommates. I had the same roommate for 4 years in college.
Oh.
The one who married my ex-girlfriend.
I had a different roommate every year in college.
Five
different roommates.
Holy cow.
So how did that relationship go between your roommate and your ex-girlfriend? Are they still married?
You know what's weird?
When did they get married?
They got married a couple years ago. I almost went to the wedding, actually.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't go. Actually, I had a plane ticket for it, and I ended up not going, so it was a waste of money.
Why didn't you go?
Something came up.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember what it was, but something came up.
Okay.
But it's weird because they got a divorce, like, yeah, isn't that weird? Like, maybe almost a year ago, but I guess
they're... I'm sorry to hear about that.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry to hear about that too, but also, I think they're back together. So I don't know if they're going to get married again, or...
Well, I hope they take things slow. I'm glad we're commenting on their relationship, and they probably don't even know that we are.
I know, right? It's kind of... Well, whatever. If they listen to it, though, it's okay. I mean, I don't know much about I've talked to her a few times. I don't really know his side as much, but you know, I love them both. I think they're good people, and I just, you know, the relationship didn't work out with her and or with me and her, but I love her and I love him, and you know, we got along pretty well as roommates. I mean, there was a few times when things went a little awry, but it was nothing like crazy or anything, you know. Have you ever had a bad roommate situation?
Yeah, I have bad ones, and I have really good ones, and I have in-between ones.
Like, what's an example of a bad one? Or don't you want to go into it?
Yeah, my first college roommate, we lived in the dorms together. I didn't know who he was before we moved in because the school sort of just matched us up and everything. Mm-hmm. And he was a terrible roommate. I think the problem with him was he didn't wear socks.
And so he smelled.
He wears sneakers, but not socks. And you really should be wearing socks.
Yeah, you need to wear socks.
Do you wear socks?
I wear socks most of the time. But
I mean, when you wear sneakers?
Yeah, definitely. That when you when
like,
you
I understand you don't wear socks when you wear sandals. I don't think you should wear socks when you wear sandals. But for sneakers, you should definitely wear some socks.
Definitely.
Yeah, he didn't do that. It just made the whole place stink, and then it was just terrible. He was, I think he was slightly retarded also. Slightly.
In what way? Like how did he come
like
off?
Like a mental retarded? Handicap.
Interesting. How did he come off? Like, give me an example.
I think if you spoke English to him, he didn't understand all the time. And he was completely white.
Good example. Good example, Charles.
So he was, I think.
Well, the situation's over, and now you can just reflect upon it. And
I'd rather not think about it.
Okay. Don't think about it.
Think about it. I like to keep happier times in my mind.
That's a good idea, Charles. Happy times are the better times.
Wow, that was terrible. Fortune cookie saying there.
I think
happy times are better times.
Don't you hate those fortune cookie ones that like they're not even fortunes? They're
wherever
just like
wherever you go, there you're at.
Charles, let me speak. Don't you hate those fortune cookie ones? Cookies that like the fortune is like, it's not even a fortune. It's just like honesty is the best policy or something like that. You know what I'm saying? It's not a fortune. It's not like.
Honesty is the best policy, and I agree with you. I think that's a very good saying.
I know, but it's like it's something that you would agree with, not like a fortune for your day. Not that it's something you can like go home and be like, "Yeah, this was my fortune, man." You know, it's nothing like that.
Well, I don't think you should be looking toward a cookie to protect your future.
You know what? But those things, those little things, are the it's exciting. You know, you get excited about those things. You know, it's the little stuff that makes. I don't know about you, Charles, but, like, that stuff's cool.
I think you need to get out more if you think the cookie is the most exciting part of your day.
It's not the most exciting part, but it's an exciting, but it is.
Something to look forward to.
Yes.
A cookie. Wow.
It's like, oh, my gosh, I don't know what it's going to be.
A cookie.
Well, not the cookie part, but the fortune. Well, the cookie part, too, but the fortune.
I like you for you to think about that, and everyone else is listening, think about that, how important a cookie is.
What did you just say?
I like to think about how important that cookie is. It's great that you put such emphasis on importance on cookies.
It is important, and I think that...
There's hungry children in Africa, but no, let's think about a cookie.
You know what? It is my mission to help children in Africa, as well as other places, not
one
only...
One cookie at a time.
One cookie at a time. Cookie... Wait, what? I want to give them water and cookies, and that's it.
Man does not live on bread alone. Needs cookies too.
Cookies. Manna and cookies. Unleavened cookies. What would a leavened cookie look like?
It'd just be a more cakey cookie. You know, they have those. You've had them before.
Wait, do the Mexican places have those?
Mexican cookies?
Yeah.
How did we get back leavened, to this?
I don't know, but what I'm saying, we have
Thank
gone
you,
full
Mr.
circle,
racist.
Audience. No, but listen, don't those what are they? I mean, what are they called? The leavened cookies. Oh, there's the shortbread ones, right? You can get them at Ralph's.
Right.
Those
it's
are
just the more cakey cookie.
They're good. Say cakey cookie 5 times. Cakey cookie, cakey cookie, cakey cookie,
cookie 5 times.
Cakey cookie 5 times. And wait, what was that saying from that one movie, Bruce Almighty? It was like...
Never seen that movie.
Oh.
Sorry.
Wait, what was that saying with the cookie? He said, cookie, and that's the way the cookie crumbles. That was the way, you know, the cookie crumbles. No, it was just funny. You have to see the movie. Charles, don't mock me. It was really funny.
I guess I'd have to see the movie.
Yeah, you'd have to see the movie. The audience knows.
I'll add it to my Netflix queue.
Do it.
Netflix, which is great, but it is not a sponsor of this show. So
it is not a sponsor.
If you're listening to Netflix, I don't know why you would be. Think about sponsoring the show.
But Netflix, yeah, if Netflix, if you're listening, you can be a sponsor, and anyone else who's listening can be a sponsor as well.
Yeah, glad you like to repeat everything I say as if people are listening are deaf.
Well,
it's good for the old audience.
You know, that's a that's the old audience is listening. They need to hear.
They need a repeating. Yes,
they need a repeat. You know, I mean, it's like. I always hated it when my mom always repeated, but it's like what I do now. It's like I do what I always hate, you know? Why is that?
You're turning into your mom.
I am turning into my mother.
Which Holy brings cow. Us back to Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom!
So, Ross, one of my favorite magazines is Us Weekly.
Tell me about Us Weekly. Why do you love Us Weekly?
Well, when I was back in college, we used to live I lived with a couple roommates, and we ordered some magazines. I ordered Entertainment Weekly and Newsweek, and my friend wanted to order U.S. Business and U.S. News and Business Weekly, but when he checked it as Us Weekly, because Us is U.S., and he thought he was going to U.S. News and Business Weekly. But we got Us Weekly instead, and I got to say, that was my favorite magazine, all the ones we ordered. Better than Newsweek, better than Entertainment Weekly, Us Weekly.
So out of the mistake, it became something beautiful.
I wouldn't say beautiful, but yeah, kind of. And if you haven't read Us Weekly, it is a fantastic magazine.
What's in there?
It's like the website TMZ. If you ever go to that website has absolutely no news whatsoever, and just makes up news that aren't even news. And like, oh, look at this guy, he's eating today, and that's not really news or anything, but there's a picture of him eating. And Us Weekly was like that, except, you know, in a magazine form, you know. Oh, look how poorly dressed these people are and how wonderfully dressed these people are. And that's not really, really news, but it's just so entertaining to read.
So basically, it gives the layperson or just the ordinary person an opportunity to be in the magazine. And it could be anybody.
Us Weekly?
Yeah.
No, it's a celebrity magazine. It's like a celebrity gossip magazine. But it's have you read it before?
I think a little bit.
You should buy a copy at the supermarket and order yourself a subscription.
Okay.
It's just a fantastic, totally useless magazine.
It's just random news that's not news.
Not even news.
Not even news. Sounds exciting. I go to your newsstand and buy a copy of, how much are they, like a dollar?
I think they're a little more than a dollar, but it's not that bad. Just get a subscription if you can.
It's so weird how you can like buy a copy for like a dollar or two, but you can get a subscription for like $6 for a year. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, no, because see, magazines, they get money from both ends. They get money from subscribers and they get money from advertisers. And the more subscribers you have, the more they can charge advertisers. So that's why they can discount the subscribers.
That's what it is.
So they can get more number of subscribers. And that way it'll look better for the advertisers, so they can charge more for the advertisers. So someone has to pay for it, and it's the advertisers that do in the end.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I always wondered that, but I don't know why I didn't think of that. I'm stupid. I mean, I'm not stupid, but I didn't think of that for whatever reason. Okay, talk to you later. Bye-bye. Okay.
Yeah, so that's how the business model for a magazine is.
You like any other magazines?
I used to order a bunch. I used to order Entertainment Weekly for the longest time, but I stopped. I looked at ordering it again, but now I just get the newspaper. Maybe when my newspaper subscription runs out, I'll order Entertainment Weekly again.
I have a hard time maintaining my knowledge of the news. I don't do it very well, actually. At all.
Yeah, you don't care about the news. It's there's people who read the news and people who don't. It's people who do crossword puzzles and the people who don't.
Do either.
Yeah, I do both actually.
I go through phases. I like Sudoku.
Sudoku?
Sudoku. Yeah, Sudoku.
Yeah,
Sudoku.
I try that for a little bit, but it's just way too easy.
Okay. I think
it's a math thing, and you're just guessing half the time. We're not guessing, but you could try to figure out the patterns. But with a crossword puzzle, that makes you think, because that makes you search back in your knowledge, what you learned in high school, you know, books you read before, or just common knowledge that you have, and just it's more fun, I think, because it challenges the brain more than just trying to fill in numbers for most of the time. Most people guess on Sudoku. I don't understand that part either.
I don't understand that either.
You don't have to guess.
It's because they don't know the rules, right? You don't have to guess, right? But do you think they guess because they don't know the rules or what?
It's easier, I think, to just guess and check instead of actually try to figure out what number should go in there.
Right. Wait, hang on one second. I'm not good at crossword puzzles.
Most people aren't. I think you get better at them when you get older.
Because you just have a wealth of knowledge?
Yeah, you just sort of gain that wealth of knowledge sooner or later.
Well, hopefully I get there someday.
Yeah, as long as you don't kill yourself or get killed, you should get there someday.
If a deer like rams me in the car or something.
Well, the deer won't get there then. you still might if you're in the car.
I don't know if they.
Remember to buckle up.
If they hit me on
buckle
my
up,
side,
kids.
If they hit me on my side, deer are tough. They can survive like crazy things. I'm serious. Deer are tough. They have antlers. Well, the bucks do. They have the antlers. Maybe the antlers would be broken, but the deer might still survive. Charles. Hey, Charles, do you like coffee?
I like the taste of coffee, but I don't really drink much coffee.
Why don't you drink coffee?
I don't drink very much caffeine, so whenever I do drink just a little bit of it, I just get very jittery and unable to sleep for hours and hours. I should probably try to get into drinking coffee. Hey, I was thinking of buying an espresso machine.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that would be great. I would love that. Hey, but...
Yeah, I didn't mean I was going to buy one for you, but I could do that too, I guess.
Can I come over and use it?
Yeah.
Can you buy me one too? I mean, how much are they? I think they're expensive.
They're 1,000 or some.
Yeah. Wow.
The better ones. You want to buy a cheap one, it could be like 50 or 30 bucks or something, but... I don't think you want one of those.
Man. You know what I really want to do? I don't think I can get an espresso machine right now, but
ride a pony?
I want to ride a pony. Does anyone want to come with me to ride a pony? I've actually never ridden a horse or a pony, and I really want to milk a cow. But besides that, can we accomplish those things in my life soon? Because I would really like that. But I really want to get, I'm going back to the topic that we were talking about. I really want to get one of those, what are those called? It's not an espresso machine. It's the
percolator.
The percolator is the thing that it goes up. It evaporates the coffee, or through condensation. Do you know what I'm talking about? Is that what it's called? Percolator.
It's one of those Italian espresso things.
Yeah,
right?
The Italian espresso thing. I want that, and I also want to get the
French press.
French press. Those are the two things I want in my life. That's it. Nothing else.
That could
else.
Be done. I can work something out for that.
I think I'm gonna get it soon. We're gonna try it. Right now, we're working on the rent and the job, though. I mean, I'm sorry, rent and job. Well, that too. The job and the housing situation right now.
Now, I'm not familiar with coffee. I don't drink coffee. As you can tell. When you make espresso and you make coffee, are you using the same beans, same coffee beans, or are they different?
Espresso.
I think you're using different quantities. Right, I know. Because espresso is a lot stronger, but are they the same beans?
They are technically the same beans, but espresso is a darker roast, okay? And it's more compressed. Whenever you make espresso, and again, I'm not completely...
More concentrated.
It's right. More concentrated.
Not
and
compressed?
It's,
or what do you mean
well,
by compressed?
Well, what I mean by compressed is when you have an espresso machine...
Right, you pack it into the little thing.
Right, and it's you know, it's the pressure and it's the heat. It's
now, is it water dripping through the grounds for it to...
Yes.
...to make it, or is it, like, pressing steam through it, or...?
It's water.
Okay.
I don't know everything about this, but I do know a little bit. And I want to become more knowledgeable. I really want to start roasting more beans. I do actually have some green beans. Did you guys know that the beans, before you roast them, are green? Isn't that crazy? But I've roasted some.
Crazy.
It's crazy. It's crazy. But I do want to do more of that. I want to do a lot of stuff, but I just haven't gotten into... I don't know. I go through phases. We've talked
right.
about
Who
this
before.
Who
has the time for all this stuff to do anyway?
It's crazy.
We're working on this podcast half the time anyways. Well, it's very nice to talk tonight. you want to contact us, you can email us at cheeseandcoffee@gmail.com, or you can check us out on our website at cheeseandcoffee.wordpress.com.
All right. Well, you guys have a good day, and looking forward to next week, and we'll talk to you later. Okay, love you. Bye.